Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
How to solve the problem of declining numbers of priests and parishioners who still expect regular masses. Well, in the Diocese of Cloyne, changes recently introduced by Bishop Eamon Crean mean that some parishes will now lose their parish priest and instead be served by a pool of priests in a nearby area. Our reporter Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So this comes down to a numbers game.
Yeah, I mean, simply you go back to 1981, there were 23,000 nuns, brothers and priests in religious orders in Ireland. About 20 years later, that number had dropped by about 10,000, and today it's less again. So the number of priests possibly down as low as about 2,000. And then you add to that issue a significant number of priests are over the age of 70, and then the numbers entering the priesthood, they're not keeping pace in any way. So what it all means is that parishes may have to get used to having a church but not having a resident parish priest, and not having certain ceremonies available, such as baptisms, for example. I suppose to some people, Claire, this is just another pillar of rural life being removed, and then some would see it as an inevitable consequence of the church's stance perhaps on women priests and on celibacy.
So while the numbers mightn't add up, Brian, for a parish losing their resident priest, it can be a really difficult situation.
Absolutely, and I suppose it has to be seen in the context of a feeling by some that losing the parish priest is akin to, you know, losing the post office, losing the local guard or the bank. And of course, the local priest does form quite a close relationship with parishioners. So the challenge then is to try and maximise the current number of priests and to ensure parishes will have access to a priest and the functions of a priest. Let me take you firstly to North Cork, and we're going to go into the parochial house in Buttevant where Father Eugene Baker lives. Now, he's parish priest of Buttevant, but since last week, Claire, he's also now administrator of both Churchtown and Liscarroll. I'll speak to some of the parishioners there shortly, but Father Baker told me firstly how it came about that he now has three parishes to serve following the moving of the parish priest in Churchtown to elsewhere.
The bishop's plan was that there would then be a cooperation of parishes. So three parishes then would cooperate together with two priests. So instead of having a resident priest in each of the parishes, Churchtown Liscarroll would be without a resident priest. So that would have been a big difficulty for the residents of Churchtown Liscarroll to find that for the first time in centuries, there would not be a resident priest in their parish.
And this is surely down to numbers.
Yes, yes, lack of priests available.
So does that mean then there would be a mass there every Sunday?
Yes, there will be a mass in each church each Sunday, but there has been a reduction of masses in all the three parishes. My workload has increased 50% overnight. And like you know, you think of what other profession is asked to take on a 50% workload without much preparation for it.
And it's dictated by numbers, obviously.
Dictated by the lack of vocations.
Yeah. And I suppose, you know, it's not just simply a matter of you or your colleague dropping in and saying a mass. You as the priest are available for all the rituals that a priest would be available for, tending to the sick, tending to the dying. Mm.
Absolutely. And even just this week alone now, we've had three funerals in to look after. So there are three families straight away that need the support of the priest. You know, a priest is available 24/7.
You don't get
days off. You know, we try to take days off.
Yeah.
If an emergency happens and the priest is wanted, he's got to be on site.
How do you solve the issue of declining vocations?
Well, now, isn't that a $64 million question? And the Church of Ireland would have married clergy. The problem is, Brian, that they're lacking vocation still. I think the bigger issue will be commitment.
Father Eugene Baker there, Brian. An interesting point he makes there in terms of the Church of Ireland and their numbers.
Well, it's obviously his opinion. I mean, the Church of Ireland would say they don't have declining numbers in terms of vocations on a large scale. They've had pool arrangements in the Church of Ireland for some time, but one senior member of the church told to me last night that numbers being ordained are, he said, holding their own. He felt numbers compared relatively well when you look back to the 1980s. So that's Father Baker, who's now suddenly got, you know, a lot busier, as we heard. But what did parishioners in Churchtown make of losing their parish priest and of this new pooled arrangement? I spoke to two of them, beginning with Helen Daly. And Helen told me how she felt when she heard that they were going to lose their parish priest.
I think we were all in shock. I certainly was. Mm-hmm. I heard one parishioner say to Father Robin recently, "I thought you were going to bury me." And I think I felt the same way. Certainly we didn't expect him to be moved as soon as this. And our big fear was that we weren't going to have a priest at all. But we're very glad we have Father Baker now. And having met him yesterday, and we had a lovely mass, it was really nice.
What kind of a mass did he say?
It was slightly longer than Father Robin's, not much. And he sings, which
does
is
he?
Good. Yeah,
that's not
yeah.
bad.
That's good. As for the, you were mentioning earlier, women in the church.
Yeah.
Women do all the donkey work in the church. What I call donkey work now would be, they do all the practical things in the church. As for having women in a pastoral role in the church, my question would be, were there any ladies at the Last Supper?
I'm Alice Simcox. Everybody was upset, not just mass goers, you know. And I think we just realised really, you know, how important he was to us and how important our priests are in a way.
There is a big debate about the role of women in the church.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Of course women should be involved if they want to be. You know, like men, I mean, as you say, the whole equality issue. And of course women priests. It just, anything else is nonsense now, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
So we'll just be waiting for that, and married priests. It will all come down the line. And whether the community will get more involved, it's hard to say.
Alice thinks it's an inevitability, Brian. Will there be more roles now for the community in all of this?
Well, I mean, that is somewhat inevitable. But, you know, both parents are working, people live busy lives. But you would think in terms of roles outside of the sacraments that there may be more roles. For example, priests at the moment are responsible for the financial management of their parishes, things like ordering the stock, ensuring the bills are paid. So perhaps that can be divvied out, if you like. And then outside of the sacraments, there is a push towards greater involvement from lay people in religious events and in duties in the parish. More community buy-in can happen, but I guess the issue is still that the sacraments are restricted to priests, so the Mass, the confession, the anointing of the sick. The hope then would be perhaps more Eucharistic ministers who'd be able to do communion rounds. That might be one way of sharing the workload.
You called to the bishop?
I did last week. I called to the bishop's palace in Cove and I met Bishop of Cloyne, William Crean, and he has the task, difficult task, of trying to ensure everyone is kept happy. So he's trying to ensure churches can continue to have masses in circumstances where the reality is now there may be no masses in parishes where a priest is sick or a priest is on holidays. There are three men in the seminary for the whole of the Diocese of Cloyne at present. The Irish Times was reporting on a notice posted in Cloyne's churches that a diocese was facing the reality of a reduced and ageing number of priests. So there are now 29 parishes with one single priest, and even urban centres have fewer priests than before. And they say, was it not for the generous service of retired priests, the shortage would be much more obvious. So I spoke with Bishop Crean and he first outlined, Claire, the reasons behind the recent reorganisation in some parishes.
We want to meet the need for every community to gather for Mass, realising that there are certain limits that priests can realistically manage. The challenge for us then is to look at the overall, say, and how best can we serve the pastoral needs of not just this community, but the whole variety of communities. But, I mean, over the next number of years, we certainly know that the number of priests who will be under 75 that will be available for ministry will be diminishing. We envisage putting in place a formal programme or a programme of formation so that, for example, that people will be equipped, say, to receive a funeral.
You were leaving out half the population in terms of women priests. And that would seem one obvious solution.
Sure. And I don't wish to avoid the question in saying that it's kind of a bigger issue than kind of me personally. And, you know, it's a burning issue in terms of the Western Church particularly.
It just seems so out of step with modern life.
Sure, yes. And particularly with Western society because of the... And quite frankly, I don't know where it's going to go. Even leaving ordination aside, I think just the very engagement and participation of women in leadership in the church is a critical issue at this time.
And I know it's hard to do. If you project forward 10 years for me, what's the church likely to look like in a diocese like here?
If you take it in purely human terms and in terms of its personnel, in the formal sense of priests, it certainly will be diminished.
So does that mean less masses on the ground, essentially?
Probably, inevitably. But that will invite us to think more seriously about how important it is to gather for Eucharist. The urgency of that lesser number of priests will, in a sense, push us to address the urgency that is created by it.
Bishop William Crean there, ending Brian's report. And thank you, Brian, for that insight into how the Diocese of Cloyne is tackling that issue of fewer priests. Now, creatures that go bump in the night. Aidan and Ilana is next.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.